You all have seen this scripture in the bulletin for the last 3 weeks. And today I'm going to preach it. So if you would please stand in honor of God's holy word. If you can't stand, just put your hand over your heart. And listen to the words of the most holy God from the gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he's brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. We have been talking about spiritual discernment. And last time, when we came together, we decided that we had made three assumptions. The first assumption is that God has plans, plural, for every life. And since he's got a plan, he will send you guidance. Also, if you want to receive that guidance, then you need to be on speaking terms with God. You need to be spending regular time in prayer and regular time in the Holy Scripture. God gave us the Scripture to speak to us. And to hear God's guidance clearly, you not only have to pray and read your Bible, but you also have to seek God with an open mind and an open heart. In other words, there's not a whole lot of point in asking if you're not willing to take whatever you receive. See, sometimes we'll say, okay, Lord, I really want to know your will as long as it is in accord with what I've already got in mind. So instead of that, you go with an open heart and an open mind saying, Lord, I am willing to receive whatever you have for me. And the last time we were together, we talked about the providential factors that God gives to help us make complex kinds of decisions. Caring for elderly parents, that's a complex decision. There's a lot involved in that. Whether or not to marry, there's a lot of complex decisions that we make. And we talked about how God helps us with those. Today, we're going to talk about the gray areas. I wish that everything was very clear, right or wrong. Don't you? I mean, wouldn't life be simpler if it was just right or wrong? But it's not, folks. There's gray areas. We just have to accept that. There are things that are not specifically addressed in Scripture. And we're not even sure if the decision that we're making, is a moral decision or a complex decision or what. Gray areas, the fuzzy places. How do we know God's will in the gray areas? It's called an inner witness. And an inner witness, folks, is a still, small voice. It is very rare for God to shout. Occasionally, you know, you might be in a dangerous situation and God will shout, "Look out." But by and large, it is a still, small voice. In 1 Kings chapter 19, the prophet was hiding in a cave because of the opposition, and they were some that were seeking his life, and he was really discouraged, you know, told God, "I'm the only one left that follows you." You know how we get sometimes, you know, real whiny. And he was hiding, and he was whining, and he was afraid, and rightly so, I guess. And I want you to just listen to this portion of that scripture. 1 Kings 19:11. He, that's God, said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And then a voice came to him. A still, small voice. If your inner witness is going to help you, you've got to quiet down. You got to quiet down. Now, that's not always easy to do. Sometimes what's coming at us is coming so forcefully that it's a wind breaking the rocks. You know, but we can't hear God. When we're running willy-nilly, we have to quiet. We have to get in the sheer silence. And then God can speak. Your inner witness is a still, small voice. And that voice is persistent. One of the things about God is he doesn't give up easily. He stays at that door. In Revelation 3:10, it says, "I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice, they open the door. And I come into them, and they're with me." He will be persistent. If you're wondering if what you're hearing is God or your own head, your own head normally jumps around. I've heard people say, "I feel like God is telling me, you know, to do A." And the next time I see him, he says, "I feel God is telling me to do B." And the next time you see him, "God, I feel God's telling me to do C." It ain't God. Because the other thing besides being persistent is it's consistent. God will tell you, but he'll tell you the same thing. And he'll keep telling you as long as you keep listening. Say that one with me. God will keep telling you as long as you keep listening. Keep listening. Because if you hear something one time and go off and do it, it might have been your head. I got news for you. It might have been the devil. You know, that happens. But it's consistent, and it's internally and externally consistent. Number one, when I say internally consistent, I mean that it is consistent that God tells you the same thing. When I say externally consistent, I mean God will never tell you something that contradicts His holy word. Never. Ever. This has truly happened to me when somebody came to me and they were committing adultery and told me that God brought that person into their life because He wanted them to be happy. And that wasn't God. I can say that, you know, just without any fear of being wrong. That was not God. God will not contradict His holy word. So it's internally consistent. You hear it. And it's the same message. And it's externally consistent. If it is not lining up with Scripture, it is not God. And there's an inner peace that comes when you get it. Even in the midst of the fire, wind, storm, earthquake, whatever comes at you, there is peace. Let's look at that Philippians passage. I think we'll just read that one. Those of you who are looking for it, it's in the New Testament. If you're getting through, Gentiles eat pork chops. Galatians, Ephesians. There we go. Philippians. 6-7. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. You will have a peace that will come to you. And you'll know. You'll know down in your knower. I don't know any other way to say it. You'll know down in your knower that it's God. And sometimes, when you've done your best and you followed, you know, you followed what you truly believe God was telling you to do, sometimes the only way you know for sure is the results. Sometimes you only know by looking in the rearview mirror. Because sometimes, you know, it's the long-term results, not the short-term results, that let you know that it was God. Because sometimes God will lead you into a situation that the short-term results are, what were you thinking, Lord? There's nobody in this room that hasn't at one time or another said, I must not have heard you, God, because it wouldn't be like this if I heard you. Well, you know, read the scripture. The short term always seems to bring trouble. But, because the devil don't like it, you know? But in the long term, the results are exactly what they should be. Sometimes God asks us to do things we don't understand. We just don't get that. You know, why, Lord? And it doesn't have to be, you know, a ministry thing, although many times it is. You know, why in the world would God choose me? Out of all the people in the world that He could have chosen, why did He choose me? Why would He choose me and give me the great honor and privilege of being your pastor? Why would He pick me? And I look at that and I think, you know, there's all this. And there was times when I was going through seminary that I just stomped my feet and said, I'm not going to do this and you can't make me. Because it was so hard and I was so full of turmoil about the whole decision. Am I making the right decision? Is this right? Is this right? Well, yeah, it was right. And the more I read the Bible, the more I know that God says he chooses the foolish things to confound the wise. That's why I'm here. And if you ever want to know, I direct you to the story of Balaam. Now, see, that just proves you all don't know your Old Testament, or you'd have giggled at that one. Yeah. Only that's not what the Bible calls it. When Balaam was trying to go against God, his donkey spoke. And Balaam was so mad, he whacked the donkey. I mean, I would have been paying attention if a donkey spoke to me. But he whacked him and he said, have I not been your loyal donkey? You know, I'm trying to preserve you here. I'm trying to keep you from making a mistake. And the donkey preached him a little sermon, and I just figured out that the Lord has spoken through more than one ass. That's not a bad word. That's what the Bible called it. Amen. Sometimes, folks, it's the results. And it's all these things together. Don't pick one. It's not pick one. It's like the providences that we talked about before. It's the combination. This is the combination of things. Allow God's inner voice to speak to you. And he will preserve you. And you won't just have a good life. You'll have the life that he talked about when he said, I am the gate, and the sheep follow my voice. Why? That they might have life and have it abundantly. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.